Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Mem Hey. The Gemara in Amud Aleph is trying to figure out the opinion of the great Amora, Rav, with regards to how broadly the Muktzah prohibition is applied. One such example is brought, and it was the case of the Chanukiah that needed to be moved before the Chavarei would discover it. So Rav permitted the Chanukiah to be moved. This proof was rejected with the Gemara because Rav only permitted that case because of the specific situation. So who were the Chavarei? What did they want? What was Rav's heter based on? The Chavarei, Rashi tells us, were Persian priests who forbade others from lighting any fires on certain days, their holidays. Here we have Rav permitting moving the Lit Chanukiah to a safer place inside from being seen by the Persian priests. So this is a sakana, as Rashi quotes, that the Shas Atchak of Rav's Heter was due to danger, and this permitted these Chanukiot to be relocated. The Ritvan, this Gemara, points out that Rashi must not have meant a pikuach nefesh because the rationale wouldn't have been needed. Rather, the sakana was for the Chanukiah, its monetary value, or the person's physical body from not being hurt. And in the tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eger and Simon Samech, he wrote that even a suffix sakana, we wouldn't need to come on to the lenient opinion of Reb Shimon by muksa. Were permitted to violate Shabbos. So clearly that level of sakana was not present here. Rav Moshe and Achuva and Yugos Moshe Yerodea, Chelik Beis, Simon Kufay and Dal respectfully yelled at the psak of the Minchas Yitzchak, of the Minchas Chinuch, in Komitz Amincha, Mitzvah number 237, that there's no Chiyuv Hatzalah for someone who is Rachmana Litzlan committing suicide. And the Chochmah Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, and Choshe Mishpah Tavchavav took it even further, and he said the person's not machayev to save somebody if it's beneath their kavod. So Moshe wrote the following words, says, Pashut b'mechilat kavod ge'onim elu. This is clear with respect, with all due respect to these great ge'onim, shahu ta'ut legamre. And then he goes on to talk about the chomer of pikuach nefesh, how far we have to go to save people's lives. And when it comes to the status of a Chanukiah on Shabbos, we treat it like the candlesticks we spoke about the other day, and it'll be muksa for all of Shabbos. And if one lights outside, as many do in Eretz Yisrael, the box or the Chanukiah becomes a basis ledavar ha'asur. So Yogel in Tshuva number 78 was asked two different questions by two different people. If there's a solution for a person to bring in a Chanukiah on Shabbos to prevent it from stealing happening when it's put out outside in front of the front door of the driveway, let's say. Or another question, the box, the person has a box, and the box is placed where in the spot where the sliding door is, and then on all other nights when the candles go out, you just bring in the box and close the door. But on Shabbos night, it becomes muktzah. So what do? You can't leave the door open. You're going to have the wind and the cold coming in. So what do? So when it comes to the second question, you can put it on a chair, put a piece of challah on the chair, the challah you're going to need for the suda, and then, like the Ramah says in Shin Yud Ches, that a movable item placed on a surface together with a muktzah item, if it's all done before Bein HaShemashos, it's permissible to move the chair. It's not muktzah, and after the candles extinguish, you can move the chair for its place. In other words, you can close the sliding door. Even though the Chanukiah is being moved, it's permitted because it's indirect. So if it's a non-expensive Chanukiah, Sfaradim actually have a machaber, Shin Yud Aleph Ches, they can rely on to make a tonight, making condition the Chanukiah not become a basis after the candles burn out, becomes a klish malachtel isser, which is allowed to move for its place or its space. But Ashkenazim cannot make this tonight. So also, if it was an expensive Chanukiah, then the tonight wouldn't work even for the Sfaradim, because it would become a muksa machmas chisr and kiss. For the first case, you don't need the space like the sliding door, because it's sitting outside by the driveway. So you need a tray on top of a chair with the challah on the tray. So the tray has mutter and has something that's challah, it's allowed, you're allowed on Shabbos, and asr is the Chanukiah. So it doesn't become a basis. In the chair, you need it for some designated purpose. You can also fall back on having a non-Jew move it in a case where it's a great monetary loss at stake. That's called a shvus to shvus, a durabanan under rabbanan, to ask a non-Jew on a muktzah, which is durabanan, in a place of great loss. That would be permitted as well to solve this problem.